I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me today is the writer and broadcaster, Sally Hughes. Sally, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. So what have you brought today to talk about?
I have, with astonishing predictability, gone with Victoria Wood. I've gone with a clip from As Seen on TV. And it is from the mockumentary, as we now call them.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody did them, really, prior to Victoria Wood. The mockumentary about the making of Acorn Antiques.
Well, now, this was it not, how we decided we might be friends?
Well, and that's kind of why I've chosen it, because I owe a considerable number of very important friendships to Victoria Wood, which I'm sure we'll get to. But essentially, it's the moment where we realise that Mrs. Overall's alter ego, that the actress who plays Mrs. Overall, who I fully believe is the greatest comedy character of all time,
agreed,
is played by an old, rather fruity, kind of awful, terrible lovey called Beau Beaumont.
Yes, she's absolutely self-absorbed. And
headscarf, the kind of person who has the dog in the bag and all of that stuff. And it's Paul Heine presenting.
That's right. I was trying to remember his last name. That's
it. It's Paul Heine presenting this mockumentary, and he's interviewing Beau Beaumont.
How many people tune in every evening to hear that oh-so-familiar music? About 54. But what goes on behind the scenes? What don't the public see?
Actually, his comic timing is great. He is a presenter. He was Nationwide or...
And he was on Tomorrow's That's Life.
World? No, that's right, That's
He
Life.
Was on That's Life, and he used to do In at the Deep End, didn't
that's
he?
That's right.
With Chris Searle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched a lot of
Me too. Well, this is all coming back now. Yeah, In at the Deep End was brilliant.
And yeah, so he's interviewing Beau Beaumont, and she's talking about, as those kind of old BAFTA loveys do, she's telling a ludicrous anecdote involving Lord Delfont. And she says, and for you, Lord Delfont.
I'm talking, Colin.
For you, Lord Delfont, it would be a pleasure and an honour.
And the reason I chose it, Victoria Wood is incredibly, incredibly important to me.
Yeah, me too.
Personally, professionally, she's a very important figure in my life. But As Seen on TV was where I discovered her.
Yeah, me too.
And I grew up with brothers and my dad. My mum had left, and we watched loads of telly together, and we used to watch, you know, The Young Ones and Kick Up the 80s and Blackadder 1 and, you know, and all of that stuff. And we were really as one. We were a team when it came to watching television. But we never watched Victoria Wood. It just didn't come in. We didn't know anything about Victoria Wood, I don't think. I think we'd seen New Faces and stuff, but that was it.
Yeah.
And then one night I was at my grandparents' house, and my grandmother had gone to bed, and I was sitting on my grandfather's knee, and we were channel hopping, and we landed on As Seen on TV, and we both became hysterical.
Oh, that's such a nice memory.
My grandfather and I became completely hysterical, and we sat in this armchair and we watched it, and it was the first time, I think, that I had ever known that sensation of being quite upset while watching a TV programme that it was going to come to an end.
Oh God.
I wanted to slow down time because it was just so incredible.
Yeah, because there was no way of having it to watch again.
No, you couldn't watch it
again. It came past your eyes, and then you were like, that was it. You had to just try and remember.
Absolutely. And you had to hope it would be repeated next year or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we sat there roaring with laughter. And at the end, my granddad said, oh, we should watch that next week.
Amazing.
And we did.
And it was your thing.
And it was our thing. Aww. And we just thought it was hilarious. And then I just became completely beguiled by Victoria Wood. And she did a series later on of half-hour plays, which is really underrated. Lots of Victoria Wood fans don't really reference it as much as, say, something like
ITV
Dinner Ladies.
Ones?
No, they were on the BBC, but there was the Library, Mensana, Valderie.
Yes. Oh, God.
We'd Quite Like to Apologise.
Yeah.
Over to Pam. And I love that series in particular. And know every single word to that series. I adored it. And I would just sit on my own and watch them. And I think for me, growing up, so I was born in 1975, I think it wasn't really until later that I understood how kind of multi-layered the impact had been. Really, truly, I think until as seen on TV, I think mainly I just saw women pointing at canteens of cutlery on the television.
Yeah. Not being funny, not being silly.
And it was the first time I became aware of the fact that being a writer was a thing.
Yeah.
Being a female writer was a thing.
Yeah.
That women were really funny, that I understood those jokes. In fact, there's a bit in those plays I just talked about where, I think it's in Mensana, Julie Walters, who runs the spa.
I'm Nicola, as I say.
Says that the workshop, tonight's workshop will be delayed because the instructor scratched her vulva. And I remember watching that as a kid and just finding it the funniest thing ever. It's one of those silly Victoria Wood jokes, a bit like she fell off an architect. It's one of those jokes that she does. It's a very specific type of joke that she ever did.
But I like you talking about her in the present tense. We both haven't accepted that she's gone.
I don't accept it in any way, shape or form.
She stays with us always. Thank you very much.
It was a terrible death for me.
It was my worst one of that year. My brother died that year. But actually, sorry.
Because it's part of you dies, doesn't it?
And
I was so broken by it because she really... I honestly think Victoria Wood and Madonna, funnily enough, between them, made me realise I could go and do something with
my life. Exactly, because they were sort of... Well, certainly Victoria Wood in TV was unique. Was there another woman, a funny woman with her own
later
show?
Later on, there was French and Saunders, but she predated them by a fair bit.
She led the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really did.
And she was... There was Marty Kane when I was growing up, but that was a very different kind of comedy that I didn't really relate to. It was quite a boozy, bawdy kind of comedy that adults were into. But with Victoria Wood, you felt a connection as a fairly bookish child.
Yeah.
And where humour was the currency in your house.
Definitely.
And people were constantly trying to outdo one another, which was definitely the case in my house.
Yeah. We're both married to comedy writers, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you can't really help it.
It's such a cliche, but some cliches are true. It spoke to me. It moved me.
I think she always talked about sort of spending most of her childhood kind of just in her bedroom with a piano and a television, and that was her
upbringing. I mean, she was really neglected, wasn't she, by her parents, as I definitely was also.
Well, yeah.
So I really identified with that, and it's funny because I then spent, having been obsessed with her throughout my childhood and still obsessed with her, I have spent my adult life collecting other people who were also obsessed with her.
Completely, yeah, because they're always good eggs.
And they've
I've
become
never met
very
a Victoria
important
Wood fan yet
friends.
Who's an arsehole.
So obviously you and I became friends through that. Sarah Morgan, Lucy Mangan, Michael Hogan.
Yep.
Lots of my very dearest friends are obsessed with Victoria Wood, and it never was it so instant as with Jason Burns, my friend who lives in Australia.
Yeah.
He is godfather to my children, one of my best friends in the world, and one night we were queuing up outside a nightclub, and I think somebody had said, "You don't have to be mad to work here." And I said, "Oh, good," because that's what happens in
She's
the Mall.
She's always just on the tip of your tongue, isn't she? She's just always there.
So in the Mall, which is a segment in Victoria Wood's All Day Breakfast, which appeared one Christmas day.
Oh God, which was brilliant!
Mrs. Overall reappears in Pippa's Nick's lingerie shop. She has a resurrection. Yeah. And Duncan Preston says, "You don't have to be mad to work here." And she says, "Oh, good." So I happened to say this, but not for anyone but myself. I was just enjoying myself as we were queuing to go into a nightclub.
Yeah.
And I think Jason then, who I barely knew, butted in and said, "Take your portmanteau and get the heck out of my life." And I said something like, "Non, je ne regrette rien. I bet you don't." And it just sort of turned into this thing where we were just shouting at one another.
Brilliant.
In a queue, and people around us were going, "Oh man, this is really boring. We ruined the night for everybody else." But we became the best of friends, and we still constantly send one another Victoria Wood quotes.
Yeah.
And we watch Victoria Wood every time I see him. And so many of my friendships are built on a love, a shared love of Victoria Wood. And it matters to me.
Yeah, it really matters to me
that you get it.
Haven't you and Sarah Morgan, the comedy writer, gone to a health spa and basically just
done... No, we literally recreated Mens Sana.
Bum willy toilet, I'm having mine now.
And it was exactly like that. So in the Victoria Wood play, it's called the Pinckney's Hydro.
That's it, yeah.
We went to the spa that it was spoofing, I think.
Yeah, 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 I think so.
And she said, of course they knew I was press, so they offered us a tour, so I was just delighted. I was delighted.
Was Sarah Nicola?
And she went, I mean, basically, yes.
Yay!
And she gave us the guided tour and she kept showing us furniture, like, this is a chair. This is a chair. Here's the television. We watch television here. Finally, she takes me into this room and she says, and this is the music room. And I said, oh, what kind of music do you play here? And she said, we don't.
That is such a Victoria Wood line.
And it was magical.
Wow.
And they left goodie bags on our bed and I got loads of products in mine and Sarah got a leaflet about colonic irrigation in hers. And it was great. We hoped we'd get a sniff of it, but it just goes to show how beautifully observed it was.
Absolutely.
That episode. But everything that she did was so beautifully observed and so correct, and you know those people.
And I think bringing it back to the Acorn Antiques thing,
yeah.
That was, I suppose, her spoof of sort of Crossroads, kind of, wasn't it? Kind of the wobbly sets and the kind of the people not looking in the right direction where the camera was and stuff like that.
Standing in the window of the set smoking a fag, God, which is so one of my favourite moments. Mrs. Overall is smoking a fag in the window of Acorn Antiques.
And the moment where the Lord Delfont moment you're talking about is that the one where she's, I know she's got the tray. Oh no, that's right. The interviewer is holding her tray for her because of her sciatica or something. And he's asking, and she's telling him about Lord Delfont,
yeah.
And then she's missed her cue.
She's missed her cue.
And they're kind of filming it as live, aren't they? So it's, then they never go back and do it again. They haven't got the budget or the inclination. They're just like, crash on. Doesn't matter. And
Joe Public will never know is the kind of vibe, isn't it?
And she walks onto set just, you know, in her wrinkly stockings and her hairnet and in a thick Brummie accent and does a couple of lines. And then one of the other characters notices her tray, which she's not holding.
She's so carrying an air tray.
She yeah. mimes an air tray.
And do I spy a new tray?
She'll get us out of it. Come on, Beau. Improvise.
Yes. I just had to bring it in to show you. Take it. Isn't it light?
Mm. And such a lovely shade of mauve. Look, Clifford.
It's magnificent.
Shall we cut? Go back?
No. We professionals notice. Joe Public never clocks a damn thing.
And then in the gallery, you've got this brilliant female director who's saying they'll never know.
Yes.
And it's funny, the other day, literally, I didn't know I was doing this, but maybe 2 weeks ago, my husband and I watched an episode of Crossroads.
Brilliant. Why on earth did you do that?
I don't really remember.
Good, don't have a reason.
This is the kind of shit we do in our marriage.
Absolutely.
So we watched an episode of Crossroads, and actually, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, isn't it?
It is Acorn Antiques. It is basically people moving out of the way before they're brained by a camera and people talking over one another and kind of skulking away because they're in the wrong shot. It is unbelievable. And really long close-ups of people's hands picking up a thing, which she does in Acorn Antiques.
She does. Well, I did another podcast about Howard's Way and there were lots of shots you could identify as like absolutely Acorn Antiques. They were around about the same time where the camera would start on a tray of drinks and you'd follow the tray to the table where the
they loved
going,
that, didn't
rhubarb,
they?
Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. She was so good at just picking out what was funny about a thing and
so
then
influential. You know, there are loads of jokes, and certainly the League of Gentlemen, loads of jokes in Vic and Bob where if you know Victoria Wood, you're like, well, that's a Victoria Wood joke. And it's done with love and you're delighted.
Oh,
you're
I not, think she influenced way beyond, oh, just women in comedy. She influenced all of comedy with her style of
and
writing.
Mockumentaries, and come on. You know, The Office probably wouldn't exist without those brilliant documentaries of the girl swimming the channel and the Acorn Antiques.
Oh God, is it Chrissy?
It's so
swimming
upsetting.
The channel, this lonely girl who's like, I'm going to have a go at swimming the channel. I think I could probably do it. I don't know much French. Aujourd'hui,
greased up.
Je m'appelle. Yeah, and she covers herself in goose fat and swims off, and her parents just don't give a shit.
No, they don't give a shit.
It's really sad.
Yeah,
and she was last seen heading for France, but we don't know it. Oh God, it's so brilliant. She could break your heart and make you laugh in the same
sentence. So influential to everything we see now. And I get really annoyed when I see things where they say, she was the funniest woman who ever existed.
Nah,
it's like,
she
was the funniest comedy writer who ever existed.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
I'm not going to disagree.
Include somebody I love, like Ronnie Barker, in that. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely think Victoria Wood was the best we've ever had.
I agree. And again, we do not accept her passing.
I don't accept it. I'm in complete denial.
No, me too. Excellent. No, she's still alive. Hooray. Anyway, before you go, thank you so much for bringing that. Would you care to delve into the Box of Delights?
Okay. Bergerac or Lovejoy Bergerac? I mean,
you didn't even think.
No, Bergerac.
You've got no stirrings for Lovejoy at all?
Oh, no.
I don't even mean sexually. I just mean, you know, at all.
I'm team nettles.
Are you?
I am.
So presented with the two of them, you'd bounce nettles.
I'd bounce nettles. I mean, come on, let's not pretend I'm that discerning. I'd have a go on Lovejoy as well. I probably would have a go on both of them. However, Bergerac, because again, I used to watch it with my grandparents and I loved it.
Yeah, I did adore him. We did another episode with a producer called Vicky Thomas, who picked out an episode of Bergerac that featured, do you remember Lisa Goddard playing the Ice Maiden?
So well.
Just brilliant.
So
Philippa
well,
Vale.
Remember that, yeah.
And the sexual, when he had sexual chemistry with someone, boy, did he sizzle.
They had crackle, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
Goddard was a sort though, wasn't
no,
she?
No, total sort. But I have to say, Lovejoy obviously was one of my big obsessions. I used to watch that with my mum. Me and her just absolutely loved that show. And I went to a friend's wedding a couple of years ago, and Lady Jane from Lovejoy was at the wedding. And literally, to me, that, because you know, you go back to your childhood self sometimes, you see really famous people from TV of years gone by. I didn't even speak to her. I was just like, oh my God, it's Lady
Jane. Exactly.
Jane.
It's not the degree of fame, it's the degree of significance it had on your life at a very crucial moment.
Absolutely. And obviously, Phyllis Logan's been in lots of, you know, bigger things since then. But no, Lady Jane, I nearly shat myself.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Amazing.
Anyway, Sally, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed @BoxDelightsPod. Come and say hello. Bye.